1037thebuzz.com.
That ought to have some money bought this rap. We've all got troubles that we hold inside. And my brothers and my sisters, don't you know it's the summertime? So crank up the music, have a sip of wine, sway to the rhythm. Yeah, it's a keeping time. We'll worry about tomorrow after the weekend's jubilee. Yeah, let them troubles wash down a river to the sea.
Welcome back. This is the Avicii remix of this particular Mastel song. Welcome back in the zone. Maddie, I don't think I told you this. By the way, we're at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Kevin says we haven't sold enough cars. He's mad at me. Today, tomorrow, and the 1st, they are open. Look, these people are hustling on January 1 while most of you hungover drones are kicking it, trying to recover. They're going to be down here making deals on vehicles. So, you know what? The least you can do is come down and buy. Plus, they're going to throw in a $500 free gift card. That is a deal and a half.
There's so much cool stuff out here.
Breaking news. Just announced $500 gift cards.
$500?
That's $500.
American?
That's like you found a bunch of money in the back of a car and gave it back to the proper owner and they rewarded you. And in this case, you had to do nada and got a $500 gift card.
Yeah. You basically come in here, trade with them, mm-hmm. get a month off from your payments.
Right, John.
Get you a new vehicle,
mm-hmm.
roll your equity over.
Right on.
Get the best financing available and then get $500 in a gift card.
Correct.
For your trouble.
That's what we call the gift that keeps on giving.
You could not beat that deal.
Nope, not with a stick. Navy leading Middle Tennessee in the Armed Forces Bowl, 10-6 with 5 minutes to go in the first half. I guess I have to root for Navy since I don't have a dog in the fight in this particular one.
Right, just because America.
Before Middle Tennessee walked out on the Sun Belt, I probably would have rooted for them, but
right.
Not anymore.
Right.
But
T.O.'s alma mater.
I don't know about that. A bunch of coaches got canned, by the way, too, so if you haven't heard. Continuing our look back on 2013, and again, if you want in, 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037. You're welcome to come on in. Kev says, Keith Lee Service coming live fan feedback. You can also send through our Listen Live button. Kev says, did he say he could turn it off and on with his app or his abs? He's not Cliff Kingsbury, buddy. I mean, he'd have to use an app for that. Kev says, buds will keep us together. That's kind of a catchy tune.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it just became legal, like over-the-counter, like any old Joe Schmo. They've had medical marijuana legal.
Recreational marijuana, yeah, in Colorado. I've actually got a ski trip music festival that I go to right after.
America's New Amsterdam? Question mark.
Where is it? Where's the music festival?
Steamboat Springs.
Oh, okay. Is it legal there?
Well, I'm going to a music festival, so it's not like it would matter anyway.
Fair point. Yeah.
Look at all that Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback.
Kev says also out Kiffin in Dallas. I haven't heard that, but I'll buy that. Devin says, what must the Seahawks do to make a deep run in the playoffs? Keep winning. Yes. Also, do you know anything on the youth shooting sports by the Arkansas Game and Fish? I don't. Sorry, that's I'm worthless.
Unfortunately not.
But they do have a great website. It's agfc.com, I believe. AGFC.
Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. The
AGFC, yeah.
The acronym for that.
Yeah, right. You ever hang out with Bobby Bones when you're in Nashville? He's a good Hot Springs boy, says Kev.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, I've never run into Bobby Bones out there. Although he was in the Austin market for a long time, and he's now out there doing his thing. So,
back to the countdown. I feel so Casey Kasemish. We've got a few minutes left here. Told you before the break that Bill Self had a classic rant after a loss by his team. There was a little hyperbole mixed in on this particular rant, but man, it was entertaining. He was not a happy camper.
It was the worst team that Kansas has ever put on the floor since Dr. Naismith was there. I think he had some bad teams when he lost to Topeka YMCA and things like that in the first couple of years. But for the first half, there hasn't been a team play worse than that offensively. That hasn't happened. Anywhere, maybe Northern Illinois earlier in the year. I think they made one basket and a half.
They did, and that was terrible too, by the way. But, again, probably a bit of an overstatement. They weren't quite that bad. Alex Collins did eventually sign with the Hogs on February 7th. That was also signing day in the Rock, which, by the way, will be part of again this coming year. Looking forward to it. That is a blast over at Verizon Arena. Talked to Jim Chaney, and we talked about his time at Tennessee, and he was talking about how they got Arkansas ran it up on him. He said, I'm pretty familiar with how they do things over here. So I enjoyed him. He's a pretty funny dude.
Yep.
February 12th, top 10 list from the Sports Illustrated swimsuit models on Letterman. Matt, can we squeeze this in before the top of the hour?
Yes.
Let's take a crack at it. We'll be back for hour three from Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in just a few minutes.
Top 10 questions on the application to become a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. Here we go. Emily D. Donato. Emily.
How naked do you see yourself in 5 years?
Thank you, Emily. Number 9, Nina Agdal.
Have you dated Charlie Sheen?
Whoa, look out. Number 8, Ariel Meredith.
Are you willing to kiss a tubby guy for a Super Bowl commercial?
Yes, I am. Number 7, Chrissy Teigen.
Can you provide your own beach towel?
Mm-hmm. Number 6, Hannah Davis.
Will you keep your mouth shut if we lose a couple of girls to shark attacks?
Yeah, see? Number 5, Alyssa Miller.
Please list your 3 most recent employers' measurements.
I don't know. Number 4, Julie Henderson.
Have you ever used any pose-enhancing drugs?
Uh-huh, okay. Now, here's where it gets tricky. Number 3, Genevieve Morton.
Are you willing to visit the elderly at his late-night talk show?
All right, all right. Me, they're talking about me. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Number 2, Catherine Webb.
How would Brent Musburger describe you?
Exactly. And the number 1 question on the application to become a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model, Kate Upton.
Where's the strangest place you found sand?
103.7 The Buzz. KABZ Little Rock.
What do you have in mind for dinner tonight? You know what sounds good? Mexico Chiquito.